V'yela b'chor dekai rachmona l'ma hilchasov. Why did the Torah write the word b'chor? You're telling me now it's lav dafka b'chor. Anyone can make yibum. And anyone that makes yibum yashins his brother also. So why did the Torah say the word b'chor altogether for? And the Gemara pufa ked legrei yusa. It takes away from nachla. That what? Ma b'chor, just like the loch of a b'chor. When a b'chor yashins his father, he gets two chalokin. But what? Ain't a noito b'rol k'v'muchzik. He only gets two portions of what his father has right then when his father dies. Roll means a check that the father is supposed to collect the money, but they didn't collect the money yet. Al Bechor doesn't yashin two portions. Is Af Hai the same thing that the Yovim yashins his brother and the Noito Barol Kivamuchzik? He only takes over his brother's property that the brother collected has already. But if his brother has a shtar to collect money from somebody else that they didn't collect yet, that's called ro. He only has a right to collect it, but it wasn't collected yet. Then the brother that's miyabim does not yashin that. That money that's collected later goes equally to all the brothers. That's the chiddush of Bechor. Bechor is taken away from the Yerusha. That we say if the brother now marries his brother's wife, he yashins his brother, he only yashins like a Bechor what he's muchzik, the property your brother owns. But the property your brother's role to collect, that he doesn't yashin. You just list Gemara. Rashi just says when list Gemara's kasha was l'may hilchasa legriyusa. Like for what purpose does the Torah says the word v'chor? So really we need the word v'chor to teach us that it's a mitzvah begodol. Like the Mishnah says, it's not the kuvam, but I call upon him it's a mitzvah for the godol to do yibam. How do we know that? From the word habachor. So what's the Gemara's kasha? So Tap Rashi says it means licht of godol. Now the question is, why did the Torah say the word v'chor? It should have just said the word godol. True, it has to say the word Godel to teach us as a mitzvah l'chatchila for the oldest brother to make yibum. But what did the pasuk say, habchor? So now we're answering, the word habchor is legriyusa, to teach us that when the brother is miyabim, his brother's wife, he takes over the Yerusha, the nachla, that's only on what's muchzik, what the brother collected already, for what he has the right to collect, that there's no din Yerusha for this yavam, but all the brothers yashin it equally. So the Mishnah. Hanitan ala shivcha. Hanitan means, Rashi says, choshut, kloima, sheatoinim olov dvar las. There's a rumor going around city that this person lived with a shivcha. That's the rumor. There's a las going around that this person, a yid, this chayim, this person lived with a shivcha. Vinishtachro. And then the shivcha became freed. The master of the shivcha freed her. Oy ala venus kechovim. Or else there was a rumor going around town that this Chayim lived with a Shiksa, had znus with a Goya. V'nizgayra, and the next thing we know, we hear that Shiksa is Mizgayra, she becomes a Jew. The locher is, Hareza lo yichnois. This person of this Chayim should not marry them. The Chatchili is not supposed to marry the Shivcha, if the case was with the Shivcha, or if the last was the Shiksa, he should not marry. V'yim konas, let's say this Chayim did marry, which either case it is, is ain't my sin miyodai. The Ma'isi will let them stay married together, and we don't tell them to get a get. So Rashi says, "Hanitamid," he said, "Choshit kloima shetoinim olav divrelaz." There's a rumor going around that this person lived with a shivcha, or else he lived with a goya. Is lo yisenu? You're not supposed to marry them after them is gaya, or after she comes free. Was Rashi why? Mishum laz. People shouldn't talk about you. Shlo yoyimu. People shouldn't say, "Oh, emesoyu hakol rishon." If people see you marrying now, people are going to say, hey, it's true what we heard about you. But last week it was only a rumor, it was only gossip around town. Now if they're going to see that you really marry them, the people say, you know why you're marrying them? Because you knew it before already, and they'll be mechazik the laws, and that's not nice to do. We'll see in the Morah the Posik, don't let people talk bad about you. Therefore, the chatchili, you're not supposed to marry them. But if you did marry them, though, the loch riz is no aveir involved. Even if you did live with the Shivcha, even if you did live with the Shiksa, but now that they're Mizgayer, Lamaisa, they're a Jew now, and Lamaisa, the Midiraisa, you're allowed to marry them. So if you did get married to them, you're allowed to stay married. What about Hanito and Aleshesish? There was a rumor going around again that this person, this Chaim, lived with another Eshesish. Not with a Shivcha, with a Goya, but Imamish lived with an Eshesish. He lives with somebody else's wife. And then that husband gives his wife a get, like she's come out like a soita, that she's also to a husband, because there's a rumor going around now that his wife lived with somebody else, so she's also to the husband, so the husband gave her a get. Now the locher is, If this person, this Chaim, now marries that lady that got a get from a husband, the lachar is yoytzi. He has to get rid of her. And this is a din d'iraisa. So it's Rashi yoytzi, you have to get rid of her now. It's Rashi din d'iraisa asura. Because midiraisa she's also to you. Nami laboya. Yeah, that this is a din d'iraisa. Because like Rashi is yoytzi, the midiraisa asura nami laboya. Midiraisa, if a man lives with an anxious ish, the isha is also to a husband, and she's also from now on le'olam to the boil, to this new man that she has nus with. To dashin and widashin, v'nitamor two times, shnei pomim. Echod labal, one thing aside to an isha that has nus, she becomes also to her own husband, she can't live with her husband anymore, her husband has to give her a get. V'yechod labayil, there's another passage to say that the man that has nus with her, he's also to a le'olam. So therefore, if he goes and marries her, it's only like a chai v'lavin, so the kedushin is chal, but the lachar is yoytzi, he has to give her a get. He's not allowed to stay married to her. That's a diraisa. Now the Gemara says like this. Hog yoyres miyo havoy. In the first case, where there was a rumor going around that Chayim lived with a shiksa, with a goya. And the next thing you know, we hear that she was mezgaya, she became a Jew. So it says you're not supposed to marry her. But if you do marry her, the kedushin is chal, and you're allowed to stay married to her. So mashma what? That geirus, that the shiksa became a Jew, it's called the good geirus, she's called the good Jew. For the Gemara Minu, have a kasher on this. Mashma posha, the only reason why she was mezgayer, because she liked this Jew, she liked this man. Like she was only mezgayer, not because she really wanted to do the mitzvahs, but she wanted to marry this yid. That's why she was mezgayer. Still, mashma for now Mishnah, the geirus is chal. If the girl is mezgayer because she wants to marry a Jewish boy, the geirus is still chal. So Rashi Giyuris Miu Hevi V'yafagav L'nizgayro L'shem Yadus Ela B'shvil She'yisenel Zeh. The only reason why she became a Jew was because she wants to marry this Jew. Still we say the Geiris is Chal. For the Gemara Minu, I have a kasher on you. Is that true? It says Alocha Echod Ish She'nizgayir L'shem Isha. If a man, a guy that was Nizgayir became a Jew because he wanted to marry a Jewish lady, he fell in love with a Jewish lady and he wanted to marry her, and he knows the only way he can do it is he becomes a Jew, so he was Mizgayer. V'yechor, another case, just the opposite. Isha, Shinizgayer, L'shomish. A Goya, a Shiksa, fell in love with a Jewish boy, and she wanted to marry him, so therefore, she became a Jew, she was Mizgayer. V'chein, the same thing, Mishin, Mizgayer, L'shom, Shulchem, Lochem. If somebody was Mizgayer, because of Shulchem, Lochem, because he wanted to become rich, Shulchem, Lochem. Like you know, we become a Jew, a chveis, he'll get a good position there. He'll be a rich person. L'shem shulchem alochim. L'shem avdei shloima. You know, he wanted to become like an evan. Shloima zatrashi, baal shroro hoya. They wanted to be leaders. That's the reason why they become gerim. In other words, the kids of the brats were saying, if there's any other reason besides to become a Jew, that the guy wants to be a Jew, the klal is einam gerim. The gerim is not chal. Divi Rebbe Nechemya. That's Rebbe Nechemya Shita. Shoi Rav Nechemya Oim, Rav Nechemya used to say, Echad Geri Arois, if a guy becomes a Jew because he's afraid, Arois means the lions were there. Rashi says, Kugoy Kusim, Tehsiv B'Seifim Lochim, Bayishlach Hashem B'Emes Arois, V'Nizgayru, Kedehsiv Hossam, B'Gola Shemron. Kitsa, they were afraid, they were, the lions would kill them, therefore they became Jews. So such people, Rav Nechemya holds, are not Gerim, they're Goyim. That's a machoikas all over, if Kusim are called Geri Yemes, or Geri Arroyas saying, it's a machlokes. Nechemya holds, Geri Arroyas is not called a Ger. It's Echad Geri Arroyas, the Echad Geri Chaloimus. Somebody has a dream, the Rashi, Baal Chaloimus, same level as Geir. Somebody told all his dreams, the Chveis, to somebody, and somebody said, your dream said that you should become a Jew. And that's why I became a Jew. That's no good. You didn't become because you want to, because this Baal Chaloimus told you to, that's no good. The Yechod Geri Mordechai V'Yester. Who are din Bizman Mordechai V'Yester, the Drashi. The Pasuk says, V'Rabi Meyam Meyoritz Mesiyadim. A lot of the Goyim then also became Jews, because they saw the great Nisim that happened, the way they killed out Haman, so they were Mesgayer. But not because they wanted to be a Jew to do the mitzvahs, instead they wanted to be on the winning power. So such people, the klal is, Einam Gerim. That's not called a good Ger. That's on Nechem Yeshita. Achi Yizgayru Bizman Azeh. Unless the Mizgayer like nowadays. For the Gemara, Bizman is there, Sakabatach, the only Mikabah Gerim today. So what about the Gerim that were there before already? Elema, what the Bryce means to say is like this. Ki bizman hazeh. A ger has to be mezgaya, not for any special purpose. There's no special Indian of being, you won't be so rich now, you won't have anything special, just like living in normal times. If you want to be a normal Jew, then it's alright. Rashi says, Bizman hazeh, kol hani mak mihochi lav gerim ninu, point of Nechemia. Here is a Nechemia Shita, right? So the Mara Sukhur is a Kasha in our Mishnah. How could our Mishnah mash with the Geras as Chal, and the Geras mash with the Geras as Natchal? So Marin says, Oit Malo Amrav Yitzel Bar Shmuel, Bar Masa Mishmei the Rav. Halocha Kedivra Yoimer, Kulam Gerim Heim. Lalocha we don't pass like Rav Nechemia. True, Rav Nechemia holds that Shita, but Halocha is like the Shita that holds Kulam Gerim Heim. They're all good Gerim. Even though they have another reason why they became Gerim, but Lamaisa they were makabel upon themselves to become a Jew, the Geris is Chal. Fred Gemara Yehochi, if that's true, like in our Mishnah, if the Shiksa became a Jew because she fell in love with a Jewish boy, so what's wrong with Chila? Why can't the Yid marry her now? Now that she's Mizgayah, she's 100% good Jew. So why can't the boy marry her? Fred Gemara Yehochi, like Chila Nami. And the Gemara Mishum de Rabasi, the reason why you should do this Mishum Rabasi is Alocha. The Yom Rabasi, Hose Mimcho Ikshus Peh, who loves us for Sayim. Take away gossip. Don't do anything that people say bad rumors about you. It's like Rashi said in the Mishnah, that if you're going to marry this girl after she's Mizgayer, people are going to say now, huh, the rumor we heard last week about you that you live with this Shiksa, is like a true. Like that's the reason why you're marrying her, because you fell in love with her before. So in order people should not talk like this about you, there's an Indian with the Rabbanin not to marry her. Don't let people say rumors about you. But lo yitzu, you do marry her though, this is not a strong enough reason to have to give her a get. With the Rabbanin, you're still allowed to stay married to her. Tana Rabbanin, the Brisa says like this, Tana Rabbanin, ein mekablim gerim l'maisa Mashiach. When it comes to l'maisa Mashiach's times, we won't be mekablim gerim then. As far as Pshitim and all the Goyim are going to see Makkah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're all going to want to become Gerim, we won't accept them then. Ki Yitzaboy, Lekiblu Gerim, Lebimei David. At the times of David HaMelech, the Malchus David, they saw the greatness of the Melech of Yisrael. The Goyim were jealous, they wanted to become Jews, we didn't accept them. For Lebimei Shleimai, not Bizman Shleimai HaMelech, also Shalom, peace, Shleimai HaMelech, his godless, that the Goyim saw that they were jealous, they wanted to become Jews, but not Makabal them. And Amar Reb Lezer, Mikra, where's the pasuk for this? Pasuk in Shayo, Hein Gor Yogur, Efes Mayosi, Migor Itoch, Olayich Yipo. Al Idoch Lai, other ones no. In other words, who's Mizgayin, Rashi says? Hein Gor Rashi, Habol Nizgayir, Yogur Efes Mayosi, Bioid Shena Niimchem, Yizgayir Dainam Esmanazir. If a Goy wants to become a Jew, it's only Geris, like when Hashem is not with us, when we're not so popular. Migar itcha lech yipol, migar itcha b'an yusecha, kasher mata. He could only be mekabel gerim when Christ was a poverty, when they are nius. O lech yipol, erlo ma bo yipol, yinchol. Ma shenken avol idach loy. But if they want to be mezgaya when Christ was begadlus, then lechachino we're not mekabel the gerim. So pshat poshir is that lechachino we're not mekabel them. But if we would be mekabel them then, the gerim would be chal. Because halacha we hold, as long as they're mekabel to be a Jew, the geris is chal, even though they have another reason why they're doing it. But the mitzvah, the geris is chal, providing that it was a emesa kabbalah's geris. By conservative geris, the shalom is called geris altogether, because it could be there's no kabbalah's geris. I mean, even though they have other reasons why they're doing it, but I call upon them, there has to be a kabbalah's geris. There's halacha how to make a ger. There's halacha, you have to have tefillah, you have to have milah, you have to have a good kabbalah mitzvah right now. They have to mekabel upon themselves that they will do the mitzvahs. If there's no kabbalah and mitzvahs, there's no geris. Here the pshat is they mekabel the mitzvahs, but they're doing it for another purpose also. And that's what Nechemia says is no good. The halacha we hold it is good. But it's only if there is a good kabbalah's geris. But whoever was misguided the person didn't do a good job, then avada, that's not called geris. Right. Hanitun aleshus ish. What's going to be the story now if a rumor went around that this Chaim lived with somebody's wife? Not on a Shiksa, not on a Shivcha, but he lived with an Eshes Ish. So the Gemara says what? The Mishnah says what? That the Chur is called the Saita. We have a Sufik, a rumor right now. We have a Sufik, maybe you live with her. So even if the husband gives his wife a get, this other person, this Chaim, cannot marry her. And it's awesome in the Raisa, you have to give her a get. Omar Rav, Rav says uvedim. The Mishnah case is talking about there were edim there about the rumor. It wasn't just some lady told the gossip. It was edim that were made that the rumor is true. Rashi says like this, uvedim, hodit na, not that we say, yoitzi zeha choshud, shenichnas, that if this choshud, this kayin married, this gerusha, that he has to give her, he has to get rid of her now, kagoyin shabu edim akurlarishin, that edim came, shero shazin simoy, that edim mamish came and said, yes, we know that first rumor that went around, that this chayim lived with her, is true. There is mamish edim came and told us that we know that he lived with the Eishes Ish. Therefore, it's a regular din saita, as the Torah says, v'nitma, v'nitma, two times, that me deraisi zoster on this ish alaylam. Even if she gets a get from a husband, she can't marry the second person. That's what we're talking about. Only when there were edim there. But mashma stama rumor, stama suffered without edim, we would not say yaitzi. Then you would not have to, if the chayim married the gerusha, he would be able to stay married to her. That we say he has to get rid of her, it's only because there were edim. That's what Rav said. Omer Rav Sheshes, Amina, I say, ki nayim b'shochiv Rav omel ha'ishmaitato. If Rav said this, he only said it when he was dozing off, like falling asleep. In other words, he didn't know what he was saying at that time. In other words, the kids he's saying is wrong. Rashi, ki nayim b'shochiv Rav omel ha'ishmaitato. Yeah, that is, he didn't build the Tanya to Yufta, because I have a kasher on this. The Tanya, because we learned like this. That since I have a kasher on Rav, like Mestama Rav didn't really mean it. He said it when he was dozing off. Have a kashka like this, the Tanya we learned. Hanit on Aleshus Ish, his son, there's a rumor going around that this Chayim lived with a married lady, v'yoytziyoy, and then v'yoytziyoy al yodoy, and the husband gave his wife a get because of this, since the rumor went around that some man lived with your wife, so you gave your wife a get. V'nizgash mitachas yadachar, and the story was now a third person. Not the Chayim, not the original husband, but a third person now married her. And he gave her a get also. She received a second get now. Now Chayim goes and marries her. Now the first boyul goes and marries her. The din is, in Konas, if he marries her, lo yoytzi, he doesn't have to give her a get. That's what it says here. So Rashi says, V'nizgash mitachas yadachar, Ruvein nitan aldina. Story was the rumor going around that Reuven lived with an Eishes Ish with Dinah. Eishes Shimon. Dinah was married to Shimon. The Girsha Shimon. Shimon gave his wife a get, the suffix Saita, he gave her a get. The Nosa Nachshon. And the third person Nachshon married her. The Girsha and Nachshon gave her a get. Now, in Kimsa Reuven, if Reuven marries her, now Miyata La Yaitzi, Reuven does not have to give her a get. Reuven is glad to stay married to her. That's what the Brisa says. Now, what are we talking about here? Hey Chidomi, what's the case talking about? If there are Edim that we know 100% that Reuven lived with Dinah when she was Eishes Ish, so she became a Saita. And the din is that Reuven's Asa to Lierlam, for at the Gemara, Ki Yasa Yachar, even though Nachshon came in between and married her, Vyasake, Lekoila, my heavy. What's the difference? That Lamaisa now, Reuven should be Asa to marry this Dinah. Because since there are Edim that Reuven lived with Dinah when she was Eishes Ish, she became a Saita, she's also Lielam to Reuven. So how come after Dina got married to a second husband, now Reuven's mutter to her? How could that be? So the kids, it can't be that they're Edim. Elolav Yek Edim. We have to be talking about the case here, there's no Vadi Edim. We don't know from Edim that Reuven lived with Dina. There's only a rumor going around town. People are talking about it, that they talk Reuven lived with Dina. But we don't know for sure, there's no Edim. So then it says what? The Elolav Lekidim. Now, V'tayma Diyosi Acher V'yasake L'koyla. Why do we say if Reuven marries Dina, he's allowed to stay married to her? Only because Nachshon married her in between. Holav Hochi, Mashmev, after Shimon gave Dina the get, before Nachshon married her, right away Reuven would go and marry her? Mafkinon, then we would be Moitzi. They said they can't stay married. You see, clearly, even though there's no edim to the rumor, still, if a rumor went around town that Reuven lived with Dinah, when Dinah's wife, Dinah's husband, when Shimon, gives her a get, if Reuven marries her now, Reuven has to get rid of her. So you see, not like Rav, it's not a din only because there are Edim that Reuven was Mizana with Dina. Even without Edim, just with the rumor alone, also be the same halacha. Here it's mashma only because Nachshon came with the picture, a middle person came with the picture, is she mutter to stay married to Reuven. But if there wouldn't be a middle party, then Reuven is also to stay married to Dina. So Marin says no. Omalach Rav, Rav can answer you like this, I'll tell you no. Hu adin diafagab de lo yosi achar, viyasake lekerla. Maybe no. If you're telling me now that there's no Edom here, the locher is Reuven does not have to give her get. If the rumor was that Reuven lived with an Eshes Ish, so locher is then, if it's only a rumor, when the Eshes Ish gets a get, Reuven is allowed to marry her. Why does the Brisa say Nachshon, a third person, was a party in between? So Rav says, no, who are din avagad lo yosi yachav yastake lekerla. Even if there wouldn't have been an in-between party, there wouldn't have been a Nachshon, still, Reuven would be allowed to marry him. So that's Rav's halacha, that when do we say that Reuven the boyo can't live with Isha? Only if there were Edim that Reuven lived with Dina when she was married to Shimon. But if there weren't Edim, then Reuven could marry her. For the Gemara Yochi, if so, Edim Afkinan, the klal is like this. If there are Edim there, then we talk about Kiyim, that's Rav's halacha. Then we say Reuven, the boyol, can never stay married to Dina. Elek Edim, but if it's only a rumor, there's no Edim that really Reuven ever lived with Dina, Lay Mafkinan, then we do not tell Reuven he has to get rid of Dina. If after Dina got a get from a husband, Reuven's allowed to marry him in the Raisa. Vokhi Koma, this is what the Raisa means according to Rav. Even though Nachshon came in between, and after Dina received the get from her husband, Nachshon married her, and after Nachshon gave her get, now Reuven wants to marry her, the Chiddush is, lechatchila lo yikones. Still lechatchila Reuven should not marry her. That's the Chiddush. I would have thought since somebody else was in between, maybe the rumor died out already, people won't talk about you anymore. No. The mice of the rumor is still known, and if you at any time are going to marry Dina, people are going to say, oh, see, the rumor they said about you is true. So look at Chilam and the Rabbanan, you're never supposed to marry her. But if you do marry her, the Kedushin is Chal, and you're allowed to stay married to her. Only, like Rav says, if there were Edim that Reuven lived with Dina, then he's also to stay married to her. That's also, Venitma, Venitma, Din Saita, the boil is always also to her. So it could be Rav is true. So tomorrow, Mesa, they have another Kasha. The Nedvar Mamurim, when do we say this halacha that Rashi Shim Konas Anitoin Yotzi? When do we say the din of our Mishnah, there's the rumor, the person the rumor was that he was Mazana with the Eshes Ish. Later, if he marries her, he has to give her a get. When do we say this? Kishain Loi Bonim. Only if by the first husband they didn't have any children. Kishain Loi Bonim. Then he has to get rid of her. Avu Yesh Loi Bonim. Let's say by the first husband, Dina was married to Shimon, Beheter. And now Reuven came along with Mizana with Dina. Now let's say Dina already had children from Shimon. If the first marriage they had children, then we say Loitetze. Then we say that if Reuven marries Dina later, so the case is again like this. Dina was married to Shimon and they had children. And then it came around the rumor that Reuven lived with Dina. So Shimon, the husband of Dina, gave her get. She's a Suffolk Saita now. He gave her get. Now if Reuven marries her, the locher is Loitetze. We say he doesn't have to get rid of her. Why? Because if you're going to get rid of her, people are going to say now, why do you have to get rid of her? Because Dina, because you lived with her when she was an Eshes Ish. So people are going to say, the first children are Mamzerim. That's what people are going to say. So, Mamurim, Kishen Labonim. When there's no children involved, there's no Shail of a Mamzer, then we say, when Reuven marries Dina, he has to give her a get. Even though people say the reason why you have to give her a get is because you lived with her when she was an Eshes Ish and a Chanami. Avu Yesh Labonim, let's say Dina had children from her first husband, then Loitetze. Then we say when Reuven marries her later, Reuven does not have to give her a get. Because we're afraid if he'll have to give her a get, people will say it was true that he lived with her, and maybe the kids are Mamzerim. That's what people will say. Trashi. Avul Yesh Labonim, Minarishan Loitetze. The Chimafki Lo, Komachzikun Lekoyla Kamoi, Viavdina Loi Mamzerim. If you're going to say that Reuven has to get rid of her, people are going to say now the first rumor was true, that this Reuven lived with Dina when she was Eshes Ish, and therefore maybe she became pregnant from that beer, and the kid is a mamzer. So in order people should not talk like that to the kids of Mamzerim, the Rabbanan said Reuven does not have to get rid of Dina. That's the law. The Imbol Eide Tumah. But let's say Edom come and say, no, we know for sure that this Reuven did live with the Eishes Ish, she did live with Dina. Then we say, Afilu Yeshla Kam Mebonim Taitse. Even though from the first marriage Dina had a lot of children, what can you do about it though? If there are Edom that Reuven lived with Dina, so Reuven is the boil, that's Midiraisa, Reuven is also to live with Dina. So if he marries a lady, he has to give her a get. That's this din. So Hurat Saraya, not like Rav. Because the Brisa says clearly, if there are Edom there, then he always has to get rid of them. Mashma the Reisha is talking about where there are no Edom there. Then we say, if they didn't have children, he has to get rid of them. But if he has children, that's the only time we say without Edom, you're allowed to stay married to if they have children. But Mashma, if they didn't have children with the first marriage, and the only rumor goes around that Reuven lived with Dina, the locker is if Reuven marries Dina later, he has to give her a get. Mashma, just with the rumor alone, Reuven has to give her a get, not like Rav. Rav says, Edom, you only need, you Bedavka need Edom. With just the rumor, you don't have to get rid of her. And here, the Reisha clearly is talking about without Edom. Because the Reisha says, if you have children, you don't have to give her a get. And the Sefer says, when there are Edom there, even with children, you have to give her a get. So the Reisha is talking about without Edom. And still it says, if there's no children involved, you do have to give her a get. So we see, even without Edom, you have to give her a get. You can't stay married to her. So Shkashan Rav. Rav says, only with Edom you have to give her a get. So Gemara says, Rav Muki Lo Lamasnisin, B'yesh Labonim Enoch Nami. Rav that says in our Mishnah, puts it on, B'yesh Labonim. There's Rav that said in our Mishnah, that's what our Mishnah says, when Reuven the boil marries Dina, he has to give her a get. So Rav says, it's Dafka with Edom. You know why it's Dafka with Edom? Because our Mishnah is talking about he had children from the first marriage. So therefore, if it would have just been a rumor, we would be chashed not to call the kids Mamzerim, not to be Yotze. But since our Mishnah says Yotze, it's Dafka because of Edom. So therefore, it's no Kash and Rav. Rav also agrees that when do you need Edom? Only if there's children involved. But if there's no children involved, then even without Edom, even just a rumor, the locher is Reuven can never marry Dina. And if he does, he has to give her a get. Rav Muklo Mastisim Vieshla Bonim Vieshla Edim. For the Gemara, me Dukka the Rav Muklo Mastisim Vieshla Bonim Vieshla Edim. What did Rav have to do that for? Why? What forced Rav to say that the Mishnah Zavk was talking about with Edim, and yet as that sign they were talking about a case where they had children? Who said that? Let Rav say our Mishnah is talking about without children, and still Reuven has to give her a get. The Pshat is, anytime, even with a rumor, without Edim, you have to give her a get. What forced Rav to say our Mishnah is talking about with children, and therefore it's only with Edom? So tomorrow, right, hey, v'tayim adik Edom mafkinen, v'ilek Edom loy mafkinen. Lukma, why didn't Rav want to learn our Mishnah better? V'shein labonim. Our Mishnah is talking about this Reuven now marries Dina later, and the case is that Dina had no children yet. Then we say, afagad delek Edom, even though there are no Edom that Reuven ever lived with Dina, still the din is he has to get rid of her. Who forced Rav to say, I'm just talking about Dafka when they have children? So Marin says, well, my Rava says like this, Masnis and Kishisa, the Mishnah was Shver to Rav. Ma Iru the Tani, Hoitzioi, how come the Mishnah says in Lashinov? Hoitzioi, says the Mishnah, Misha Nit, Hanitan Aleshis Ish, Vioitziyuhu. Mashma Bezdin forced her to go out. What's the Lashin Vioitziyuhu? The husband's son gave her a get. What's the lashon of hoitziyu? They took her out. They forced her. Elakol hoitziyu bebezdin. Mashma bezdin forced Shimon to give his wife a get. Ubezdin beyedim udemafki. That bezdin forced somebody to give a get to his site, his wife, only if there were edim that they had znus. If it would have only been a rumor, bezdin would not force him to give a get. But since the Mishnah says a lashon of hoitziyuhu, Mashma Bezdin forced Shimon to give Dina a get. Mashma caused the Reidim there that Reuven has nus with Dina. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. So therefore, since the Mishnah is talking about that the Reidim, therefore that's what Rav learns. Our Mishnah is talking about the Reidim. And what's the case of Dafkun the Reidim? Because they had children. When they have children, then you only Yotze because of the Reidim. The boy same another heritage is like this. The boy same Hani Masnisin Rebbe. I tell you, our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe. Echonami Rav, our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Shita. The Tanya like this. Roichel Yoitse, the Isha Chageris. Rashi is like this. That the boy same Belay Bonim. Our Mishnah is talking about without children, and still Belay Bonim Lenafka Blayedim. Maybe not. The boy is saying, no. Rav says it's din all over. That wherever there's no Edim, even if there's no children involved, it's never mafki. Rav only says it's mafki only with Edim. Ah, you had a brisa before that's mashma with a rumor alone. We are mafkiya. We tell they can't stay married, even though there's no children involved. So it's a kash and Rav. The Teretz says, this last brisa is not like Rav and Echnami. That's according to Rebbe Shita. Now what's Rebbe's din like this? The Tanya. Reichel, a person that sells jewelry. Rashi says, Reichel, Meichel, Samin, he sells a perfume. Lenosh, Miskashik, them, he sells makeup. Kisses, man goes around selling makeup to ladies. Is Reichel, Yeti, goes into the house. V'isha, Chageris, Besinner. Now, after this man selling the makeup leaves the house, now the husband comes home, and he finds his wife wearing Chveis, a sinner, to the apron. Rashi says, Reichel, Yeti, means Vinabayis. Right after the makeup man leaves the house, now the husband comes home. Umotzizhti finds his wife, she chageras besinah, she's wearing an apron. Mechui radarva doesn't look nice. Shlahitirosa miale eluznus. Like Rashi said, next Rashi, sinner, who came mechnesaim the type of a girdle, shoyu anoshim chageras letznius. The noshim used to wear it for tznius. So if the husband came home and saw that she wasn't wearing it, the husband has the right to say, Mr. Mashiach's nus, with this merchant selling the makeup, and therefore he's also to her. That's Rebbe Shita. Reichel Yosef, Isha Chageres Besinor, Omer Rebbe, Hoylo, Mechur Radover, doesn't look nice, Teitzei. The husband has to get rid of his wife. That's called the Saita, he has to get rid of her. What about Reich Lamala Menakila? The husband comes home, and he finds spit on top of the bed. The kilo is on the canopy on top of the bed. So the husband looks on top of the canopy and sees spit there. What is it doing there? Omer Rebbe, Hoylo, Mechur Adover, doesn't look nice, Teitzei. You have to let your wife, you have to get rid of your wife. Rashi says, Reich Lamala Menakila. Our Reich Lamala the same thing, when the makeup man just left the house. Koi, the husband comes home. Omotza Baal Reich Lamala Begaga Kila. The husband now goes into his bed, and he sees on top of the bed there's spit there. Shalmi Tosoi. Is me Zorak a Reich? Who spit the Reich on top of Lamala? Ki ma Sheikhel upon Lamala. Only if somebody is lying down flat, his face facing upward, if he spit, the spit goes up on top of the bed. His Hilkach Zimsazu, the Pshaw was his wife was lying that way, or the Reich was lying that way, for Rokoka Mishas Tashmis. Rokka, she did Mashma. That she was lying flat down, and in the middle of Tashmis, she spit upwards. So Kitzah, the husband comes home, has any Chshosha that maybe his wife had Znus with this Reichel, with this merchant selling the makeup, he has to get rid of his wife. You see, according to Rebbe, even without Edim, anytime it's Mechui Radavra, it doesn't look nice to the husband, the husband has to get rid of his wife. That's also called a Saita. Well, in case, it has to be cases that there was a chashash there. He knows. He knows he wasn't home for less than 12 hours when it dried up already. The husband comes over and finds these shoes backwards. Is Amar Rebbe, Hoyle Mechur Adav, is something fishy here, one of the shoes doing backwards. Teitzei, again, the husband has the right to say, Mestami, he has nus with him. The same case when the Reuchel leaves the house. Then the husband comes home, so the husband has to get rid of her. For the Gemara, Manola Mapuchim, Lechse Demaninu. The other meaning was, the shoes are different shoes. So see whose shoes they are, see if they're your shoes or not. Elo, I mean to say, is Moki Manola Mapuchim, Tacha Samita. The Amar Rebbe, Hoyle Mechur Adav, Teitzei. In other words, the Mokama, she says, Nikr Mokama Vichosa and Biofer, Tachas Amita. So you could tell the footprints were different. So you could tell the footprints were different. You could tell that Reichel was near the bed here. So therefore, you have a right to say that he has this with your wife. And the din is Teitzei. Where it says, Rav, the Hilkos HaKavosi the Rav. The Hilkos HaKavosi the Rebbe. I am the Kura Kasha. Hilkos HaKavosi the Kasha. Have we called the Possum? Have we called the Possum? All right. We'll go with this Gemara tomorrow. Stop here. You're holding Daf Chafei. Again, last Gemara says what? That Rav is the one that says, Yoni Moitzi with Edim. Only if the room has Edim to it. if Raisa was mashmi even without Edom also, you might see. So Mara said that goes according to Rebbe. The Rebbe's halacha was the Tanya again. Let's come on the Chavdal and Beis. Reuchel Yoitzi. If you have a Reuchel, the merchant that's selling the makeup leaves the house, and the husband comes home. The Isha Chageras Besinu, and he sees his wife wearing this apron, is Amar Rebbe Hoylu Mechura Dover, something's fishy here, is Taitzi. He's supposed to get rid of your wife. Reuch Lamala Menakila, you find that on top of the bed, the canopy, there's spit. Sinemon, your wife was lying down then, he was on top of in the middle of his nus, and she spit up. That's what the spit is doing there. Is Amar Rebbe Hoylu Mechura Dover, since something's fishy here,